Masculinity has been invalidated and even seen as toxic for over four decades. However, a game-changing revolution is now underway. Inside this book is a groundbreaking and all-inclusive understanding of what being masculine means. It destroys antiquated feminist stereotypes and demonstrates how manly traits are the world's gold standard. Based on years of study, hard data, and cutting-edge research, these chapters offer uplifting insights about masculine definitions, understanding women, domestic violence, suicide, and rape. These essays shine a light on the masculine virtues that liberate and protect our civilizations, and they must be lionized, celebrated, and valued. Human survival is at their mercy. It's time that everyone witnesses the breathtaking future of these astounding qualities. Millions of rebels, armchair enthusiasts, and the general public have already risen in a counterculture movement. Are you willing to join the conversation? Available worldwide at all Amazon online websites. Chapter 10, inspired by Dr. Jordan Peterson, is a step-by-step guide in breaking through your fears and social awkwardness. Chapter 26 demonstrates why societies must eviscerate radical and militant feminists from the face of our earth. Available in ebook, immediate read, or paperback. Join the revolution.
Hey guys, Miggy here. So I've been really fortunate enough to be contacted by one of the first and few MGTOW authors, and that man is Tim Patton. He has written a brand new book titled Masculinity is Our Future. With the rise of feminism since the 1950s, masculinity has been trashed and ridiculed and portrayed as toxic for over 40 years. Things are changing, and an awakening has now begun. This book offers a groundbreaking and complete understanding of what being masculine is all about. It completely decimates the usual feminist stereotypes and shows how masculinity is not only positive, it's absolutely vital in today's day and age. Following many years of study, analysis, and groundbreaking research, this book offers a number of clear masculine definitions, understanding of the female gender role, domestic violence, and other important but hardly discussed issues such as suicide and rape. These writings essentially discuss in full the masculine character traits that help to support and protect our Western civilizations, and they must be protected and valued at any cost. The entire human race has depended on masculinity for thousands of years, and now depends on it more than ever. The time has come for everyone to see the potential benefits of these truly amazing qualities. Millions of men and women are waking up and getting their red pills of truth daily. Are you ready to take that plunge and see the world in the full spectrum of truth? If you are a man or a curious woman, Tim Patton is an author whose books you will love. My first book that I have read from Tim Patton was titled, quote, MGTOW, Building Wealth and Power for Single Men Only, end quote. This is the best book written for single men who want to become successful, escape the rat race of 9-to-5, and get a positive mindset. If you're new to MGTOW, grab this book today and start reading. I will place the link in the video description. I have really grown fond of Tim Patton and his engaging and entertaining books, so you can just imagine how thrilled I was to get my first copy of Masculinity is Our Future, a collection of essays written by the man himself, Tim Patton. As mentioned before, the book is titled, quote, Masculinity is Our Future, end quote, and it is a non-fiction novel in which Tim Patton analyzes the term masculinity and what it really stands for. The book shows that the term masculinity has been described as toxic for many decades by feminists, but that masculinity should be valued and praised instead of being ridiculed. Masculinity is a word that has gotten a bad reputation and has been misinterpreted by many people around the world, especially in the West. The ironic thing is that masculinity is a vital part of human survival mechanism and instinct. Tim Patton does a great job of explaining the misuse of the word masculinity, and he does so in a number of ways. All his work is founded on many years of research and studies. Tim Patton highlights the evolution of the term masculinity, what people think it means, and what it actually means. Masculinity is Our Future is a vital read for all the truth seekers out there. Tim Patton challenges his readers, their thoughts, and anyone who reads this book will realize the actual scope and magnitude that the word masculinity represents. it truly is something that all men especially must understand. While Masculinity is Our Future is a short read, it's just under 200 pages long, but it makes up for it in powerful and in-depth writing that will have you glued to the book for hours. Tim Patton's expertise and understanding throughout this book is clearly evident and makes for a compelling reading. I am truly amazed by this author for the vast amount of research he has put into this book. It really shows that as an author, Tim Patton is serious about his writings. When someone is passionate about their work, they make sure to conduct research and in-depth analysis, and in my opinion, Tim Patton has gone above and beyond in this feature. Masculinity is Our Future is a brilliant read. It's informing and really grabs your attention. In conclusion, I would rate this book 5 stars out of 5. For a non-fiction book, it really grabs the reader's attention and makes you think really deep. For my subscribers, I would like to take the next few minutes to read the first few pages out of the first chapter. It's titled, When I Knew I Was a Real Man. I never thought I'd make it past the age of 50, yet here I am, healthy and productive member of the older generation. I've been hyper-conscious about my own masculinity and that of others for my entire life. Perhaps this resulted from being bullied in the third grade. It might be due to my father, who in my childhood seemed indestructible, a real man. He was my hero. Or maybe it was because I overextended myself to satisfy my father's expectations about what it means to be a man. Or, then again, perhaps it stemmed from grappling with my own masculine identity when I was 20 years old. Whatever the reason, society's misunderstandings of and strained relationships with males and manhood have played a role. I grew up in tumultuous 1960s and 70s during the explosive rise of women's rights movements. I watched and suffered with others as these movements were followed by decades of the dehumanization and emasculation of straight and especially white males. Today, the same self-serving political statements such as quote, eviscerate all straight white men, end quote, by Lena Dunham, and thousands of women's blogs are promoting a genderless agenda and the wholesale elimination of masculine roles. This, alongside the loss of many heavily physical industries such as mining, is an example of the emasculation and confusion of male identity. 10 years ago, I realized that as a young male, I had adopted the narrow lens of gender equality in which men are the quote privileged and women are the quote oppressed. As a result, I never saw eye to eye with my father. He was country music and I was the Beatles and acid rock. I grew hippie hair while he retained a Navy crew cut. Instead of the progressive movements of the times helping me, they changed me for the worse. I learned to dislike my father and distrust all men in general, who were being labeled, quote, the establishment or, quote, patriarchy. Dad and I could rarely talk to one another without me living in a huff. Over time, however, rational research transported me toward actual liberation. I finally widened my feminist lens and embraced a full human lens of diversity. Late in life, I realized that from the age of 20, my father had slaved long hours and weekends to feed and clothe my mother, my siblings, and myself. He had toiled in rain, mud, and snow and never took a day off, even when he was suffering from work-related injuries. Sadly, this sacrifice meant he never lived his own dreams, but suffered the daily exasperation of being enslaved as the family's sole provider. He had no other life. To soothe the pain of working in harsh Wisconsin winters, my father drank too much. He also smoked 2 packs a day and at the age of 83 was diagnosed with lung cancer and COPD, eventually becoming bedridden. Calling him every day, we became very close. One of these phone conversations brought the most fulfilling moment of my life. Make sure to grab your copy of Masculinity is Our Future. I have placed a link in the video description. Thanks for watching, smash the like button, subscribe and bang the bell. And if you like my videos, support this channel via PayPal, Patreon or buy crypto.
Drop the bass, Kitty.
Take us out, Kitty.
I got money in the bank. Shut up, what you think?
give your meat a good old rub. That's it. Nice and hot. Hot spicy meat. Yeah, boy.
No money. No honey.
You be my it's a shit.
I mean, this guy is such a total pussy. It's stunning.